Thus the thieves went in small parties of two or three to the city without causing any suspicion. The thief who had been there in the morning then led the captain to the street in which he had marked the house of Ali Baba. When they reached the first house that had been marked by Morgiana, he pointed it out, saying that was the one. But as they continued walking on, the captain saw that the next door was marked in the same manner. At this, the thief was quite confused and knew not what to say, for they found four or five doors more with the same mark. The captain, in great anger, returned to the square. When he met the first of his men, he commanded them to tell the rest that there was nothing left to do but to return to the forest, that all their work had been for nothing. When they had reached the forest, the captain declared the mistaken thief deserving of death, and he was at once killed by his companions. Next day, another thief, in spite of this, determined to succeed where the other had failed. He went to the city, found the house, and marked the door of it with red. But a short time after, Morgiana went out and saw the red mark and did not fail to make a similar red mark on the neighboring doors. This thief, when he returned to the forest, boasted of his success, and the captain and the rest took themselves into the city with as much care as before. The captain and his guide went immediately to the street where Ali Baba lived, but the same thing occurred as before. Thus, they were obliged to return again to the forest disappointed. The second thief was put to death as a punishment for deceiving them. Next time, the captain himself went to the city and found the house of Ali Baba. But not choosing to amuse himself by making marks on it, he examined it carefully. Not only did he look at it in passing, he passed before it several times until at last he was certain he could not mistake it.